Chapter 55. Extract from the diary of Tim Churchmouse, recorder of Redwall Abbey.
It is the summer of the rose bay willow herb. Great masses of the pink mauve flowers nod their heads by the sides of our abbey paths. Seasons have passed, counting the autumn of the warrior's return, and this will be my second season as recorder. John, my father, retired. He is now helping the abbot to compile a great volume of moss flower recipes. Strange! When I was young, our father abbot was an old mouse. Yet still he carries on, changeless as ever. I think he will outlive us all. The slaves who were freed from the evil of Malcaris have all settled here. They are our brothers and sisters now, and a happier band you could not meet. The Sparrow colony is growing and flourishing in our roof spaces, though now it is called Warbeak Loft. Sir Harry the Muse lives up there with them. He was elected leader and poetry instructor. Several times now he has resigned in despair at the Sparrow language, though his love of authority always leads him to be re-elected. Redwall is surely a place of curious happenings, not the least of which is the adoption of Cheek by Basil. There was much amusement 3 seasons ago when he became officially the Hare's young one. Now he calls himself Cheek Stag Otter, and the impudent rascal has also adopted all Basil's mannerisms and his appetite too. Strike Redkite is at present paying us a visit. She has a mate, a huge fellow named Skine, and they have their first egg chick too. Sister May was delighted at their announcement that the young one is to be named after her. However, she insists on the little female being called May and not Sissy May. Ambrose Spike is revelling in his latest title, High Keeper of Selikies, and the entire family of Jabez Stump, Rosie Queen his wife and their 10 hungry daughters, are living in the wine cellar with Jube. Ambrose has put in an order to the foremall for the cellars to be extended, and it will be attended to immediately after the mall crew finish enlarging and lining the tunnels they dug during Ironbeak's siege. They are a useful underground system, particularly in deep winter snow. The Gowsim marched off into Mossflower again. They were born to wander. Flug is a strong logalog, wise too, and he brings them to winter here every 4th season. They are good allies. Rollo and Cynthia Bankvall are bell ringers, just as Tess and I once were. Rollo's latest yearning is to become a squirrel and join the band of Salmon Elmtail to become part of the Mossflower Patrol. That Rollo, he will probably want to be a badger next. Constance is getting ready to sit out in the sun and take things easy. She is teaching Orma all she knows, and some season soon Orma will become the mother of Redwall. She is dearly loved by every creature in our abbey. Orlando is Constance's firm friend, and they are seldom apart. His axe hangs in Great Hall. As Lord of the Western Plains, he only has to stand on the west battlements to survey his lands. Last summer, the Churchmouse family was united to the warriors, much to the delight of my mother and Cornflower. Matimeo and my sister Tess were married. Our parents like to sit out in the sun a lot, my mother and father, Cornflower and Matthias. Like all life, they are growing no younger. They prefer to talk of the old times with friends, and that is good. They deserve a little rest and peace after bringing us up, though Matthias still joins Basil and Orlando to train the defenders. It is difficult to believe that we have all grown from young scamps into responsible creatures, but I am rambling. I will finish my writings and go outside into the sunlight, to the ceremony and the feast at the main gate. Forgive me for not telling you earlier, but today we have a new Redwall champion and a naming party. Matthias is to place the great sword in the paws of his son, Matimeo, and he will be our abbey warrior from henceforth. There is one scamp who made doubly good. Did I not tell you? Tess and Matimeo have a little son, and I am an uncle. My mother and Cornflower chose the new baby's name. He is to be called Martin. So the legend of Redwall has come full circle. Through Martin to Matthias, from Matthias to Matimeo, and finally back to the little life we are all so proud of. Martin, son of the warrior. The bells are tolling for the ceremony, so you will have to pardon me for hurrying off like this. May your lives be as full and happy as ours, and may the seasons be kind to you and your friends. The door of our abbey is always open to any traveller roaming the dusty path between the woodlands and the plains. Tim Churchmouse, recorder of Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country.